I'm Governor Christine Gregoire from the state of Washington. I want to congratulate President Bush on his inauguration. The time-honored pageantry and ceremonies of an inauguration remind us we are part of a democracy with a rich and long history. Our nation faces many challenges both abroad and at home. I know I join all Americans in wishing President Bush well as he embarks upon his second term and sets a course to face these challenges. I also was recently inaugurated as Washington State's governor. Our state's inaugural ceremonies aren't as extravagant as those in the other Washington, but the ceremonies are meaningful and honor the durability of our governmental institutions. Like other governors, we face tough challenges here in Washington State, challenges that frequently require a partnership with the federal government. But too often, the states feel the federal partnership is more promise than reality. I'd therefore like to urge that we make this week an inaugural for President Bush's new term as well as a new federal-state partnership. Let me give you some examples of the need for a stronger partnership. Consider our relations with the Federal Homeland Security Department and our nation's war against terrorism. The federal government is imposing new security requirements on our cities and counties without providing the necessary financial assistance to local law enforcement, cops, and firefighters whose resources are already stretched too thin. Our highways and other transportation infrastructure represent the nation's economic future. Yet we can't get a transportation bill out of Congress that provides funding for the states. President Bush could help us all if he would insist Congress pass this legislation. It's been said that the best social program is a job. The state of Washington lost 100,000 manufacturing jobs in the last recession, most of them going overseas. We need to get our country back to work, and this transportation bill would be a great stimulus. Every $1 billion in new transportation spending creates 47,000 new jobs. The states have another partnership with the federal government that is under tremendous strain, including here in Washington State. Skyrocketing health care costs are already stretching state budgets to the breaking point. In our state, health care costs represent 20% of Washington State's budget, and health care costs have been increasing by double digits for the past 4 years. This is not the time for the administration to abandon its responsibility to address the health care crisis facing our nation. We must forge a renewed partnership to address this issue. Educating our children calls out for another key partnership between the state and federal government. President Bush's No Child Left Behind initiative had laudable goals, but has never been adequately funded. We must do better for our children. The states are on the front lines. Governors and legislatures work directly with the problems facing our communities, and they have to balance competing needs and budgets in creative and innovative ways. I urge President Bush to use his new term to open the doors to the states and form lasting partnerships, which will help us make our people safer, bolster our economy, and improve the future for all our children. I'm Christine Gregoire, Governor from the state of Washington. Thank you for listening.